I'm sorry, but you can't just change your mind about a custom piece. You wanted it, you ordered it, it's here, and you're going to have to take delivery on it. I don't think anyone else would want to buy a black vinyl piano with the heads of the Beatles painted over the keys. Okay, but I just hate to see the situation deteriorate. No, we don't use a collection agency. We just use Julia.
They refuse to take delivery?
Yes, they just got a new Mercedes in his and her motorcycle, so they're just a little overextended this month. Sorry, babe.
Yes, well, he's gonna think overextended.
Well, I would love to meet these two. They sound like a real piece of work.
The most repulsive couple in the world, Tony and Cassandra Hall. I mean, they are just so tan and shallow and obsessed with plastic surgery and muscle tone.
Mary Jo, let's don't get off on them again. We've heard all the stories.
Oh, I didn't tell you about Saturday. I can't believe I forgot. You know, I went over there after work to show them those suede sofa samples, and they're looking at their wedding pictures. You know, they're from California. They're just like all those hoodie, low-class Beverly Hills types with lots of money. Well, anyway, at the reception, she has on these skin-tight white sequin capri pants, a halter top, and a matching veil, and they're dancing. I mean, you know how most people dance like this? Well, in every picture, they are like this. I mean, I kid you not. They were like some Las Vegas show couple.
Yes, well, when I get through with him, he won't be able to lift his leg that high.
Julia, that's vulgar. That's so unlike you.
No, Mary Jo, that piano is vulgar.
I can't believe this. Did you see this? Droves of vicious killer bees are heading towards the United States. They're from South America, expected to arrive in 3 or 4 years. That is terrible. Can you imagine? I bet our bees are scared to death. Oh my gosh. Dan Quayle answered my letter. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't even look, the official seal and everything. Dear Charlene, the vice president was very gratified to receive your favorable comments and appreciates your support. I sent him a little note, you know, just to cheer him up, you know. After he got mixed up and he said that Buzz, what's his name, who was a sex offender, you know, walked on the moon. Anybody can make a mistake. Oh, gosh, I'm gonna have to frame this for the baby.
Surprise, we're here.
Hi.
Now, Anthony, I want you to be careful. I don't want you hurting your back again.
Don't worry. I'm just going to sit down right here.
He's such a good sport. You know, I sit right on top of him in the van because I enjoy seeing all the stares we get.
Bernice, what on earth have you brought us?
Well, actually, it's another present for Charlene and her baby. Oh, dear, I wish Suzanne was here. What is she doing in Greece?
Oh, she's on some rich person's yacht near Scorpios.
She says it's a vacation, but we think that she's gone to pay her respects to the sacred ground where Jackie O got her $20 million settlement. And then on her way home, she'll probably whisk off to New York to have a little meet and greet with Joanna Carson, culminating the International Rich Bitch Alimony Tour.
Bernice, this is too much. A chair.
Look, everybody, a chair.
It's not just any chair, Charlene. It's a Sounds of Nature chair.
That's right. You know, I could have given you a rocker, but I thought you and the little one would enjoy this more. It has all the sounds of the Ozarks. Now listen. A babbling brook. Thunderstorm. Oh, and listen to this. Croaking frogs. Just like home.
I showed Bernice my Sharper Image catalog, but I had no idea she was actually going to order this.
Oh, Bernice, this is so sweet. I have to put this right in the nursery.
Well, Anthony, I guess I'd better get back home. My niece Phyllis and her two boys, Dick and Dick, are here for a visit.
Bernice, I believe that's Nick and Dick.
Do you?
Well, yeah, I believe that's what their mother called them.
Well, good. I'm glad, because I really thought that was a little bit ridiculous, naming both of those boys Dick.
Oh, where does your niece Phyllis live?
In New York. That's where she got me this hat. She got it from the United Nations gift shop.
Oh, well, it's very interesting.
No, it's not. It's a stupid hat. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. You know, she's been doing so many things for me, like taking me for checkups and seeing about my finances and talking with my attorney. Boy, what a wonderful piano. Oh, oh my. Is this the Channel 2 news team?
No, actually, Bernice, that's the Beatles.
Oh, my. That's really got style.
Well, Bernice, if you like it, there's a chance I might be able to give it to you at half price.
Oh, my. You know, I've been wanting a piano. My mother taught me how to play when I was a little girl. May you always walk in sunshine. She always played that just for me. May you always live with laughter.
Bernice, what's wrong?
Bernice, have you been missing your mama?
Oh, yes. I always miss her. I miss my whole family, but it isn't that. I think Phyllis is trying to get me declared impotent.
Bernice, that can't be true. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, I'm sorry. I heard her on the phone talking to my attorney, and she said, I'd like to have Bernice declared impotent.
Bernice, are you sure you don't mean incompetent?
That's right. That's what she said. And she said I was having trouble taking care of myself and that she should be put in charge of my estate and that it's time for me to go to Havenwood.
Are you sure she actually said it's time for Bernice to go to Havenwood?
Yes, I think so. Unless she said Hollywood. But anyway, I know what she's after. Phyllis is my closest living relative, but I own all the antiques in the family, and she just wants to get her hands on those because she knows I won't leave them to her. It's nothing personal. I just don't like her.
Well, Bernice, have you tried to dissuade her?
Well, yes. But since my arthritis, it's harder to bend anyone's fingers all the way back.
I'm sure this can be worked out. After all, you may have some arterial flow problems, Bernice, but you're certainly not crazy. We may just have to have a little talk with Phyllis. What's she like?
Well, basically, I think you could describe her as charm-free.
Phyllis McGuire, Bernice's niece.
How do you do? I'm Julia Sugarbaker. These are my partners, Mary Jo Shively, Charlene Hi. Stillfield.
Well, so you're Phyllis McGuire. Boy, I bet you get kidded all the time about being one of the McGuire sisters, huh?
No, actually, that's so trite it just never comes up. But thank you for asking. When is your baby due?
Well, actually, it's not. I'm just overweight, but thank you for asking.
So, Phyllis, would you like to sit down? We just made a pot of tea.
Well, all right, but I can't stay long. I have to pick up my boys at the zoo.
That would be Nick and Dick?
Well, yes. How did you know?
Well, Bernice told us. Actually, Bernice thinks they're both... Never mind.
Yes, I know. I've heard her call them both Dick. I'm afraid Aunt Bernice is chronically confused. That's why I want to have her remanded to a state hospital for observation.
State hospital? Why?
Because her letters to me have become increasingly incoherent. And since this visit... I just have no doubt that she can no longer care for herself.
Are you kidding? Well, Bernice always looks like she stepped right out of a bandbox. Some of her outfits are a little weird.
A little. Did you see the hat she had on yesterday?
Well, you gave it to her.
Yes, as a souvenir, not to wear.
You should have told her. She was just trying to keep from hurting your feelings.
Look, I didn't come here to argue. Since you are her friends, I just wanted you to know that I've gathered enough evidence to warrant a competency hearing.
What evidence? Seems to me that you've built your entire case around two dicks and a hat.
It's a lot more than that. She walks up to complete strangers and starts singing. And she sings the most ridiculous songs.
Ode to Billy Joe. She loves that song.
You know, that's not her favorite. Her favorite was that other one by Bobby Gentry. M-I-double-S-I-double-S-I-double-P. Oh, she loves that one. She loves to just get right up in somebody's face and sing that one.
Oh, so then you know. Well, did you also know that she tells everybody that the black man who works for you is her illegitimate son?
We've heard rumors. That still doesn't mean Bernice is crazy. She just has a unique sense of humor.
Look, I know Aunt Bernice will ask you to testify on her behalf at the hearing. I was hoping this wouldn't be messy, that you'd see it my way.
Well, I'm sorry, we don't. And just for the record, I think you should know that even if Bernice were crazy, that doesn't necessarily mean she should be put away.
What are you saying?
I'm saying this is the South, and we're proud of our crazy people. We don't hide them up in the attic. We bring them right down to the living room and show them off. See, Phyllis, no one in the South ever asks if you have crazy people in your family. They just ask which side they're on.
Oh, and which side are yours on, Mrs. Sugarbaker?
Both.
Well, see you in court.
Now it's 11 o'clock, so we have plenty of time. Bernice?
Yo!
I finally finished dressing. I'm sorry you had to take a cab over, but Anthony's had to go to the airport to pick up Suzanne. As a matter of fact, he's taking her straight to the courthouse so she can testify in your behalf.
Far out.
Bernice, are you drinking the champagne from Charlie's shower?
Yes, I am. In fact, if you don't mind, I'd like to start a tab.
Bernice, I know you're upset, but do you think it's wise to be drinking right before your competency hearing?
Well, I'm not sure. When do you think is the best time to drink?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Bernice. Charlene called me at home. She had a doctor's appointment, so she's just going to come straight to the hearing.
I was just telling Bernice, maybe we ought not to be drinking champagne.
Okay, then let's switch to gin. I got this from the cab driver.
Bernice, you don't need any liquor. You're gonna do just fine.
That's right. And you look awfully pretty.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary Jo. I got to choose my own clothes this morning since Phyllis moved herself and the two dicks over to the Ramada Inn. She said my Zan Fur Pan flute album kept her awake all night. Well, of course I kept her awake all night. Does she think I want her fresh for my sanity hearing?
You know, Bernice, I hate to say this, but liquor seems to have the opposite effect on you. You seem sharper.
I know. That's why I don't drink very often. But I figure today I've got to be at my best.
Hi, Bernice. Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late. I'm late every morning now because I have so much trouble getting dressed. I can't see my feet. I can't even bend over to pull up my underwear.
Not to worry, Charlene. I've got this covered. I had the same trouble when I was pregnant. Now, look, here's what you do. First, you take your underpants and you throw them out there about 3 feet in front of you. Then, with your toes, you kind of open the holes in the legs just like that. And then, sticking both feet into the holes, then very carefully you lay back and kind of hoist your legs right up into the air. Mary Jo, just a minute to you. And then you kind of shimmy them down until you can reach them, and then you bring them on home. Hi. You must be the judge.
Phil Kaplan. Are you ladies here with Miss Clifton?
Yes, we are. I'm Mary Jo Shively, and this is Charlene Stillfield and Julia Sugarbaker. And this is Bernice.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you.
Well, how do you do? Now, just so I understand, these ladies are here testifying on your behalf.
Right.
Uh-huh. I see. Oh, well, I just came in to get a file out of here, and we'll be coming in shortly.
Okay, everybody, now just settle down. You people are too flamboyant. You're killing me.
Hello, everybody, we're here.
Oh, Suzanne!
Told you, Julia, I got a second-degree sunburn. My eyes are almost swollen shut. Back of my thighs are roasted. I can't sit down without a pillow. So I'm not exactly in the mood for a sanity hearing, but to get my drift. Hello, Bernice.
Hello, Suzanne. You know, I appreciate your coming, but if you're going to have a bad attitude, you can just get back on that alimony tour. Because today, I've got to have all my wagons in a circle.
She's been drinking. I miss you.
Oh, Julia, please be careful. Oh, what are you doing? I'm trying to pop my ears.
They've been stopped up ever since I got the plane.
I wish you wouldn't do that. It looks nuts.
Listen, why is everybody so crabby?
Us? You're the one who's being crabby. Didn't you have a good time?
No, I did not, Charlie, and I had a horrible time. And I'll never again go on Bruce Duncan's yacht with him or any of his repulsive international friends. In fact, my entire vacation was just ruined by this person named Cappy Badminton. Supposed to be somebody's mistress from Switzerland. I tell you, the whole week I just wanted to say, hey, get a real name, okay?
Well, what'd she do?
Well, for starters, she didn't wear a top for 7 straight days. You know, just any excuse to go around naked and act like you don't speak English. If the sun came out, that top came off. If the sun went in, that top came off. If the moon came up, that top came off. I tell you, in my whole life, I've never been so sick and tired of looking at one girl's breast.
Oh, Judge Kaplan.
Yes, I was just wondering if we're all ready to begin.
Why, yes, we're ready.
Good. We'll be right in.
So, anyway, on the last day, she goes scuba diving, topless. I was hoping a shark would eat her and dive, silicone poisoning.
Well, I just can't believe it. That's twice he's been in here, and she's raving about some girl's breasts, and you're on a table juggling imaginary underwear. Now, I'm telling you people for the last time, you have got to get it together.
So basically, it isn't just one thing. It's just a lot of odd things that Aunt Bernice does. Like she puts sheep placenta on her face every night before going to bed. And she keeps these small dolls in her closet with pins stuck through the necks. And the only picture in her bedroom is not of my sons, but of some big dumb pig. And it says, may all your dreams come true, love, Neil.
Excuse me, that is Noel, not Neil. I know that pig. Now, I gave her the sheep placenta. My housekeeper gave her the voodoo dolls. I don't see what's weird about that. I have some myself. It's a little hobby, you know. Some people like golf. Some people like revenge.
Go on, Miss McGuire.
Well, anyway, she's just not normal. Like the other day, I said, what are you doing, Aunt Bernice? And she said, writing a letter to Dan Quayle. You know, like she thinks they're personal friends.
Well, now that might be my fault. I encourage her to write to the vice president, you know, on behalf of senior citizens.
That's right. And I just said, hey, Mr. Vice President, I don't care if that guy was a sex offender. You were right. If he walked on the moon, he deserves some recognition.
It's not just Dan Quayle. I mean, she'll write or call up anybody, even Dr. Ruth. It's an embarrassment to my whole family.
Well, I was just trying to be helpful. The woman's going around saying that the brain is the most important sexual organ. And you call me crazy.
Interesting point.
May I finish, Your Honor? It's not just the silly telephone calls or letters either. She's squandering her money on ridiculous things. Like a chair that makes frog noises.
Wait a minute, I'm the one who showed her that.
And now she wants to buy some piano with some news team painted on it. She called me up all excited. And then she ends the conversation with, Phyllis, you better watch out. The bees are coming.
Well, I'm afraid that's our fault, too. You see, she picks up a lot of our conversations.
Yeah, I might have told her about that one.
And the piano, that belongs to us, too.
What a surprise. And you'll notice, Your Honor, everything seems to have something to do with them. Even her photo album is filled with their pictures.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt, but did Jim Baker have to go through all this?
I wouldn't know, Miss Clifton. I wasn't there.
Oh, I get it. Gag order. All right, then, let's get back to me. I'd like to say a few things about my niece, Phyllis. First of all, she covers all her furniture in plastic. And she won't let you use the soap or towels in her bathroom. There's just a big old bar of ivory under the sink, and you have to wipe your hands on your pants. And whenever we go to McDonald's, she always wants to know what the fish is like. And I always have to say, it's square fish, Phyllis, okay?
Listen, by the way, just out of curiosity, can you fix a traffic ticket?
No, I couldn't. I'm sorry. I'd like to, but I really can't. That wouldn't be fair to the others. I'll be reviewing the medical testimony from this morning along with affidavits from some of your neighbors at Hillcrest Condominiums. Something wrong?
No, it's just air pressure.
But I will say, based on this hearing so far, it appears to me The question of your competency stems less from any mental imbalance on your part and perhaps more from the company you keep.
What he
so
said?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll take
this. He said Bernice is not nuts.
Decision.
But we are.
Well, I'd like to make a toast to Judge Kaplan. Thank you.
You mean for not sending Bernice to the mental hospital?
No, for not sending us.
Here.
He's cute, don't you think?
He's very nice, Bernice.
He's not as cute as Judge Wapner, but I'm not going to make an issue of it.
Hey, Suzanne. Suzanne, aren't you going to help celebrate Bernice not being nuts?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Bernice. Your little fruitcake.
Suzanne?
Just a joke.
Bernice, we know how much you love this piano, so it's yours. No charge.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, Julia, thank you. Thank you so much.
And secondly, as a special surprise, I found the sheet music of that song your mother used to play for you, and I like to play it now. Just hope it means as much tonight as it did then.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune.
Just between you and me, I've never heard that song in my life.
Sing your song. May no trouble travel your way. May you always be a dreamer. May your wildest dreams come true. May you find someone to.